I'm joined by Julian Barnes-Dacey, Middle East Fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations. Julian, Khatib made this offer last week to talk to the regime with conditions. Where do you think this leaves us?
Well, I think it's first and foremost a very positive step. It shows a move away from the zero-sum polarization that the conflict has been stuck in, which has really left no room to move forward, to maneuver a way out of the violence. So I think actually it's a good step by Khatib, and it's actually surprisingly been well embraced by a lot of Syrians in the opposition. You have seen pushback from the likes of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Syrian National Council. You've seen rebel armed movements within Syria saying no. But actually you've seen a broader groundswell of support for the initiative, and I think, you know, that bodes well. It points to the fact that a lot of people are hesitant about where the conflict is going. They see that the country is being brought to its knees, and that actually, though Assad is weakening, a full military victory will come at such a high price that actually an alternative initiative that perhaps seeks dialogue as a way out is perhaps a good step. And I think, you know, crucially, it caused the regime's bluff, it caused the Iranian and the Russian bluff about being willing to talk with the opposition, and makes those calls look very hollow if actually there's not follow through now.
But he's having problems within his own coalition after making this announcement. Is it fair to say that it's a more popular initiative outside the coalition than in it?
Well, I think that could be a fair assessment, although, of course, it points to the divisions that lie at the heart of the opposition at large at the moment. And I think, you know, you've seen elements of the coalition saying yes, other elements saying no, some groups on the ground saying yes, some groups saying no. So I think, you know, here is a divided opposition. I think at the end of the day, if it's going to gain any traction, will depend on whether actually it makes any progress, on whether you do see some kind of push to support it, and whether you do see some response by the regime that actually suggests some compromise, or whether by the Russians, you know, those, like everything in Syria, I think it will take action, it will take change on the ground to really leverage broader support.
The regime has been pretty silent since this offer was made. There was an editorial in a pro-government paper today suggesting it was too little, too late. Do you think it's rattled the government?
I think absolutely it's pulled the carpet from beneath their feet slightly. And I think, you know, the fact that the Russians and the Iranians have met Khatib for the first time last week points to that. Suddenly, the fact that the opposition is saying, we will meet you, we will talk to you, has left them standing quite naked, because for so long that has been their call. And of course, this, as much as anything, will pull the cloak from any pretense that they are prepared to negotiate, they are prepared to engage in a process. And that, you know, that leads to two directions, I think. Either they are now pressured, forced by their international allies to engage in some process, which would be a positive, and I think still the ideal scenario, or actually it pulls away more of that international support that they may have. It leaves them more isolated, and actually perhaps it gives renewed impetus to those who call for some kind of humanitarian intervention.
How should the international community respond? They've been pretty silent.
I think it needs to be supported wholeheartedly. I think that for a long time, the international community has made the same mistake as the coalition in saying that this has got to be a zero-sum game. You know, Assad must go, there must be a full victory, in a sense, for the opposition. Whereas if you are supporting a political process, you have to engage in talk, you have to engage in a process. And I think there's a lot to be said from a moral perspective in terms of saving lives and ending the violence, about talking to the regime, engaging with the regime, and trying to push this initiative forward. So it should be supported, he should be given full backing, and I think that there's a case to be made that actually the West at large can condition their react. Well, I think that there's an argument that the West could say to Assad, you either support this, this is your last chance, or we're going to have to take a further stand. You know, here is a last bid for a political process. We're prepared to engage in and support non-conditioned talks that include the regime. It's not a zero-sum game, but if you reject this, then the consequences are going to be some kind of intervention, which, of course, for so long has been off the table and has meant that there's been no real pressure on Assad to move. He hasn't had any sense of fear of the consequences of not responding to this kind of initiative.
A few weeks ago, Lakhdar Brahimi's efforts to broker peace seemed to be starting to run into the sand. Does this hold out hope for some form of breakthrough?
It's hard to know if there's any room for a breakthrough because, of course, at the end of the day, it depends on the regime being willing to compromise, to make decisions that would actually see it reduce its violence, remove itself from power, in a sense. So I think that whether we see some kind of political breakthrough towards an immediate solution, I'm doubtful. But what it does do is it makes it much harder for the likes of the Russians to say, look, Assad is willing, but the opposition isn't. I think actually it makes the opposition appear much more reasonable and attractive to both the international community, to some of Assad's backers like the Russians, but also internally. I think, there are elements within the regime, there are elements within the population now, within the Syrian population, who have long supported the regime because they look at the opposition as radical, as polarized, etc. But now they're going to be saying, well, hang on a second, the opposition are prepared to talk, they want a way out, why is Assad not prepared to do the same? And so I think actually you could see some pushback from within Syria, from within the regime, which could potentially, in small ways, affect the balance.
Okay, Julian, thanks very much.